Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, my name's Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? I've missed you guys. Hope you all are doing well. I am currently sitting in a random parking lot at 6 o'clock at night, and I came here on a whim, as per usual. You guys know that I record my episodes on a whim because that's just, I can't plan the episodes, otherwise they fail. So yeah, I'm here in the random parking lot, and I decided, let me record a podcast episode, and here we are. So hope you all are doing well. Where do I even start? I have so much on my mind, it's not even funny. I'm honestly probably gonna sit here for 2 hours and record 2 episodes because that's how much I have to talk about. That's how much I've, like, the amount of thoughts that I have had recently is absurd. It's literally absurd. So what better thing to do than record episodes and ramble about these thoughts and share them with you guys in hopes that you also have these thoughts? Because yeah. So my day, let me start off by telling you guys about my day. Or yeah, okay, so whatever, my day was, I woke up, I went to the gym, and that was good. But it was one of those days where I woke up and I was just sad. I was just sad for no reason. And honestly, my day was like this a little bit yesterday too. And I don't know why. I really couldn't tell you. Like, I'm sure a lot of you guys have those days too, where it's like you just wake up and you're sad or anxious or mad and you don't know why, but like your mind tries to like figure it out and tries to rationalize the emotions and like honestly control the emotions, and whatever, like you might just be sad for no reason. That was my day today. And there's a million like things, like someone was asking me like, oh, why are you sad, and like I was literally just like, I don't know. Like, I could give you a million reasons as to why I might be sad, but like ultimately it doesn't matter because that's just my mind trying to rationalize the emotion. And I know that, and like I know that I just have to feel the emotion and let it pass, and it did, obviously, because here I am. But it just sucks when you're in the midst of feeling that sadness or anger or anxiety or whatever, because I say this all the time, but like it feels like it lasts forever and you just have to let the emotion process you, you know? Or wait, is it process the emotion? No, it's let the emotion process you. Anyways, you get what I'm trying to say here. So that was my day. I went to the gym to try and like feel better and productive, and I worked out, whatever, because usually that makes me feel really good. Like the gym is my outlet and that's my therapy and it's really good for me. But even after the gym, like I was even more sad. It was one of those days where like you just listen to sad music all day and cry. And that's essentially what I did. I didn't cry all day, only like 3 times, but it was one of those days, you know? And I couldn't tell you why. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. I could come up with a million reasons as to maybe why, but like ultimately, like I said, it doesn't matter because that's just my mind trying to conceptualize things that I don't have control over. So yeah, that was my day. And then this evening, what did I even do today? I ran some errands. I went to the gym. I ran some errands. And it was Sunday, so like I wasn't expecting to record a podcast episode because like Sundays are rest days, obviously. But well, I guess Sundays aren't really rest days if I'm going to the gym and recording a podcast. But in my mind, I was assuming that today was going to be a rest day, and it wasn't. but so I went to the gym, ran some errands, whatever, whatever. Then I went back home. Then 5 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, you know, I really want to try this iced sugar cookie oat latte or whatever it's called from Starbucks because their Christmas drinks are out or whatever, and I heard a lot about it, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, I was kind of craving coffee even though I probably shouldn't have had one at 5 o'clock, whatever. I go to Starbucks, I get one, and the guy gives me it for free basically because their machine was broken or whatever. So that was really good. It was like a gift from the universe. And I drank the coffee and I sat in the car and I talked to my friend for a little bit, and then I drove here, and now I'm sitting here in this parking lot, in this grocery store parking lot, talking to you guys. And I wasn't expecting to do this today, honestly, because, like I said, it was, like, a shitty day. But I'm glad I am, because I literally have so much to ramble about, so much to talk about, and this is gonna be super, like, honest and authentic, and I hope it doesn't come across as, like, complaining or being negative. And, like, I say that, I feel like I say that a lot, but I don't know, I just like to, like, give a little disclaimer that I'm not trying to put negative energy out there. I just, the things that I talk about or rant about or share is because I share it in hopes that other people can relate and don't feel, or, like, if they feel what I feel, they know that they're not alone. You know what I mean? So, I have been writing down things that I want to talk about, and I think in this episode, I'll probably cover two of the main topics. And first one being social anxiety, okay? So, my background with social anxiety is pretty, what's the word, dense, pretty hefty, okay? Pretty hefty. Let's say hefty. As probably many of you grew up in 2002. Well, not many of you grew up in 2002, but a lot of you are probably a Gen Z kid. And if you're not, then whatever. But you know what I mean. A lot of you probably grew up with social media and technology. And that shit ruins the young mind of young girls and boys. And it is so anxiety inducing, it's not even funny. And I'm not shitting on social media because it has its benefits. But for, like, young kids at core, or at, like, at the fundamental stages of their development, it's, like, poison. And obviously, as a generation, I feel like many, 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 many young adults are now feeling the effects of that. And, like, even when I was younger, like, when I was in middle school, like, 7th or 8th, 9th grade, like, I just developed really bad social anxiety. And there's so many layers and reasons, like, why? Like, there's so many reasons why, but I think the main one and the most toxic one was social media, right? So, like, when I was really young, when I had a 13, 14 year old brain, I just lived life based off my perception of the world. So when a lot of us had social media at a young age, our perception of the world was a false reality on a device, you know? And a lot of our social skills were developed through technology, which is not normal, you know, like, that's not socialization. That's literally just technology and AI. And, like, I feel like our generation, like, lost a lot of social skill building years. Does that make sense? Like, we lost a lot of opportunity to build our social skills and, you know, all that stuff, like, whatever, because we had technology, we had social media, like, we made friends on the internet, we talked, we texted people all the time, we only, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of our childhood was kind of, like, robbed of us because of technology. And I know that in my, like, young teenage years, like, I spent a lot of time on it, obviously, because when you're a teenager, you're glued to your phone, because that's your reality, that's your world. And, yeah, like, we talk to people on there, like, I don't know, I feel like we just lose a lot of, like, reality. We lose touch with reality a little bit. And when we experience that at a young age, at a developmental age, like, it affects us. And so I feel like a lot of people now, or a lot of people when they were younger, like, who had technology and stuff, like teenagers, experience social anxiety at one point in their life, or maybe they do now, and maybe not, but that was just my experience. Because, like, literally, dude, it would get to a point where, well, there, okay, let me, I hope I'm making sense, but there's a couple contributing factors in my reality and life at the time that played a part in, like, my quote unquote social anxiety. But, like, the only one I'm really going to cover is social media, because the other ones are personal and kind of irrelevant, but whatever. Anyways, my social anxiety got so bad when I was, like, 14, 15, because I literally did not like to be perceived. I did not like to talk to people. I did not like to order for myself at restaurants. I did not like to pay at the cash register. Like, I literally was so afraid of social interaction. And it wasn't that I was afraid. Okay, there's a couple layers to this. One, I was afraid of speaking because, like, I would have been embarrassed if I messed up my words or whatever. But like, two, ultimately it was, I was so worried and hyper focused on how people were perceiving me. And that goes back to social media, because when you're on social media, you get to control how other people perceive you, right? Like, you post photos and that's the only way people perceive you. That's the only way people know you, is by what you choose for them to see. So when it comes to real life socialization and human interaction, you have no control over how people think or view you or feel about you, and or how they respond to you. And like, that affected me so much, because I was so hyper fixated on what other people were thinking of me. And like, I cared way too much about what people were thinking of me. I didn't want, like, I had a fear of being embarrassed or publicly humiliated. And yeah, like, that, it got really bad. Like, I would like not socialize with people at school. Like, I didn't want to be seen, I didn't want to be heard, I didn't want to be perceived. And so like, I had social media in like sixth, seventh, and a little bit of eighth grade, which is so crazy to me, because I was literally 11, 12, and 13. Like, the fact that I had access to the internet and social media at that young age is so mind-blowing to me. Like, it's crazy, because I see now as an adult what it did to my brain and how it's affected my generation and me, you know? So, where was I going with that? I lost my train of thought. I had social media in those ages, or at those ages. And then when the social anxiety developed like a lot, I literally deleted social media, because I did not want to be perceived. I didn't even want to be perceived on social media. Like, because I had those like Instagram and Instagram and Snapchat or whatever at a really young age. And then a couple life experiences happened. And then like, I realized a lot about how other people were perceiving me, reputation. I became aware of my reputation, how people perceived me, how the world perceived me, what people thought of me, and I didn't want that at all. I got so uncomfortable with the fact that people perceived me. Like, it was so bad. So I deleted social media. I like never went in public. I didn't want to, I rarely ever hung out with people. I spent a lot of time at school alone. Like, it was real bad. So now, 4 years later, 5 years later, whatever. Wait, hold on. Almost 6 years later, because I'm going to be 20 in February, which is crazy. Literally crazy. The fact that I'm going to be 20 years old in February. Like, that blows my mind. I am ready, but I'm not ready. Like, growing up is so weird. Growing up is literally so weird, because this is a side tangent, but I remember being like 10 and being like, oh, in 10 years, I'm going to be 20. Like, that's so far away. I blinked and now I'm 20, or almost 20. Like, time literally flies. Time is literally not real. Time is not real. It is a construct, and it's crazy. It's crazy how fast time flies and how time changes. Like, ugh, it's just crazy. I can't believe I'm going to be 20 years old. I'm not going to be a teenager anymore. And it's not the fact that I'm sad I'm not going to be a teenager anymore, because I don't feel like a teenager. I don't feel like a teenager anyways, because I feel like I grew up quickly, and like, mentally and emotionally, I feel a lot older than my age. And you know, whatever. So I'm not sad that I'm not going to be a teenager anymore, but it's just like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, like, I'm going to be 20 and so in like a long time. Like, that's so far away. And now it's here. And next thing you know, it's going to be 30, and then 40, and then 50. And then, yeah. And it's just crazy. Like, life goes by so fast and things change so quickly. Like, looking at my life a year ago, things were so freaking different. And now looking at my life 1 year later, or now imagining what my life is going to be like in a year, is even crazier, you know, because who knows what's going to happen in my 20th year of life, or in my 21st year of life, you know? Like, life and time is just crazy, and it all just happens really fast. And I'm trying to embrace it and not like be anxious of it, because I feel like, sorry, there's a train in the background. I hope you guys can't hear it, but anyways, I'm trying not to get overwhelmed and have existential an existential crisis over the fact that I'm going to be 20, because I know to a lot of people 20 is young. Like, some people probably are like, oh, 20 is so young, like, you have nothing to worry about. But, like, it just creeps up on you so fast, you know? Next thing, I'm going to be freaking 30, and then I'm going to be 40, and then whatever. So, yeah. Anyways, totally got sidetracked with that there. But what I was saying was, now looking at those years when I had really bad social anxiety, like, I almost feel bad for my younger self, because what I didn't realize is that no one gives a fuck as much as you think they do. And I'm pretty sure I've said that before, and, like, that's super obvious. But to any of my young listeners out there, like, I know I have some girls who are, like, 13, 14 listening to this. If you are, like, socially anxious and you are worried about how other people perceive you, like, one, people are literally not gonna remember you how you think they will. So I remember when I was, like, in middle school or high school, and, like, I thought people perceived me a certain way or had certain, like, thought certain things about me and whatever, you know, 5 years later, like, no one even cares, one. And then two, no one perceives you in the way that you think they might have, you know? Because I feel like we, like, at least I did, like, I was super worried about how people were viewing me, and I thought people, like, viewed me in a negative light or thought certain things about me. And then, you know, time flies, and you realize, like, no one even cared back then, and no one cares now. Like, no one's gonna care about, not that no one cares about you, but no one's gonna care about what you think they care about now. You know what I'm saying? So let's just say, like, you have a reputation, right? Because I had a reputation when I was in middle school, because I was stupid and I made a lot of stupid mistakes, and I was super worried about how other people were perceiving me, and I thought that, you know, when I was 20, people were still going to view me in the same way they did when I was 14. And, like, now that I'm almost 20, no one even cares or remembers or views things, like, the way they did then. And no one cared back then either. Like, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? And also just remembering that no one cares as much as you think they care, you know? So, yeah. But yeah, also the reason I wanted to bring up social anxiety is because lately I don't really deal with it as much anymore. Like, I feel like I'm pretty confident socially, and, like, you know, I don't, like, I'm not, like, I like to go out in public alone. Like, I like socializing, you know. I'm still introverted at heart, but, like, I'm not socially anxious in the way that I used to be. But one thing lately is I have felt so socially awkward, it's not even funny. And the reason I wanted to make this episode about social anxiety is because lately I have felt like I have literally zero social cues. I have felt like the most awkwardest, like, what's, I don't even know the word, like, I've just felt like a little awkward girl. Like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I've, like, okay, this is what happens, okay? I have a social interaction with someone, and, like, and then I overthink the social interaction. I'm like, oh my god, like, why did I do that? That's so awkward. And then I just overthink, and then I'm like, oh my god, I have no social cues. And, like, sometimes when I'm socializing with people, especially if it's a new person that I'm meeting, because I've been meeting a lot of new people lately, like, I overthink the social interaction so freaking much, it's not even funny. And then, like, I contemplate my response, and, like, if I should have responded differently, and, like, I get so in my head, it's not even funny. And, like, lately my social cues have just been off. Like, I've just felt so awkward when speaking and, like, when having conversations. Like, I don't know why, and I'm hoping it'll pass soon. You know, I'm saying it now, it's gonna pass. I'm speaking it out into existence, it's gonna pass. And honestly, I know that it's all in my head, because literally, like I just said, no one is perceiving the conversation or situation the way that I think they might have or might be, you know? So I guess I just have to remind myself that, like, no one, like I just said, no one cares as much as I think they do, and no one thinks I'm socially awkward. Like, no one. I'm like 99.9% sure no one thinks I'm socially awkward. It's just my own mind and brain that convinces me that I'm awkward, and, like, I, like, You know what I mean? Like, that I should have responded differently, or, like, that I was weird in the conversation. And, like, now that I'm speaking about it, it's so ridiculous to even worry about that, because, one, no one cares, and, two, it's just overthinking. Like, it's literally just me overthinking, you know? So, chances are, if you think you're socially awkward, you're probably not. And even if you think you are, or even if you think you know you are, you're not, because no one's perceiving you in the way that you are perceiving yourself, you know? And if you're perceiving yourself in a negative light, you're going to automatically assume that everyone else is perceiving you in a negative light, which is just not true. And I think the reason I felt so socially awkward lately is because I have been hella insecure lately. And I'm going to save that topic for the next episode that I'm going to record, because I'm going to talk about a couple different things. But one of the, like, that topic of insecurity, like, stems into what I'm going to talk about next episode. So, yeah, you know, if you're feeling like low self-esteem and like not like yourself, then chances are you're going to convince yourself that you're socially awkward, or that you're like, you know, a million other things, which is just not true. It's all in your head. And no one cares as much as you think they do, you know? So yeah, that's my rant. I guess I just solved that problem for myself. I realized that the only reason I've been convincing myself that I've been socially awkward is because I've been insecure. And then the only reason I've been insecure is because I haven't been prioritizing myself and my self-love and self-care. And I haven't been, the thing that I find works best for me is affirmations, movement, like working out, because that makes me feel good, fueling my body and like eating healthy, but also like having a balance and eating food that might not be good for me, but like tastes good because balance. And I said affirmations, journaling, and meditation. And I have not been meditating. I have not been doing affirmations. And yeah, so those are huge factors. And I'm realizing that they play a bigger role than I might think they do. So yeah, anyways, this is your sign to go journal and write affirmations, because that is what I'm going to do. Either now or tomorrow morning. Probably tomorrow morning, because I'm in the car now recording this. But yeah. I think that's it for today's episode. Kind of a short one. I feel like I didn't really say much. Like, I feel like I didn't really give any advice or whatever. I guess I just needed to ramble about social anxiety, because I have been feeling like a freaking weenie. That's the word. I've been feeling like a weenie. That's the word. Anyways. Let me think. Is there anything else I want to tell you guys? I don't think so. Tomorrow, actually, let me tell you guys about my day tomorrow, because I'm actually very excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a productive day. It's going to be a happy day. And I love planning my days. Usually I try not to plan, because like, you can never really plan how your day is going to go, because you never know how things are going to unfold. And like, you know, the universe has it all in control, and it's not really up to us. But I like planning, and the idea of planning, because it makes me feel productive, and it's just fun. So tomorrow, my day, this is what I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to record a YouTube video too. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up at 5:30. I'm going to wake up at 5:30, and I'm going to go to the gym, because when I was living in Orlando, I would wake up at 5, or I would legit wake up at 4:50 in the morning and go to the gym. And the mornings that I did that, I felt so freaking good. I'd wake up at 4:50, go to the gym, come home, make breakfast and shower, go to work for 6 hours. Wait, how long? I would start at 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like 9 hours, actually. 9 hours. 8, 9 hours I would work. And then I would come home, make dinner, play guitar or read or write. And I would literally fall asleep reading, because I wanted to see if I could stop falling asleep by watching TV, because I felt like it wasn't good for me. And so I would read to go to sleep, and it was so good. And then I would wake up and do it again. And the days went by super fast, because I was just trying to get out of Orlando, because I wanted to go to Hawaii, obviously. But I learned so much in that time period, and I was so, like, I learned so much. So I've been out of that routine, obviously, because I've been traveling. Like, things have been crazy. I don't live in an apartment anymore, like, you know. So tomorrow I'm waking up at 5:30. I'm gonna record a YouTube video. Like, I'm going to film my day tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to have a workout, and then I'm going to come home, shower, make breakfast, whatever, do all that stuff. Then, or I think I'm going to make whatever. Anyways, I think I'm going to make a small breakfast, but that's irrelevant. Anyways, I'm going to come home and then I'm going to go to this coffee shop. Okay. I discovered this new coffee shop called Crave, and it's in the area that I'm currently in. I'm in Kingston. I wonder if any of you live in Kingston, Ontario, because if you do, please DM me. I wonder if anyone does. Like, that'd be so funny. Because I know, like, a lot of people from Canada listen, but I wonder if anyone's in this area. Like, that would be so fun. Maybe we could hang out. If you live in Kingston, Ontario, DM me. But yeah, there's this new, or not new, but there's this place that I found called Crave, and they had the best coffee and the best bagels I've ever had in my life. So I'm going to go there tomorrow. I'm going to get a breakfast, or I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to get a bagel and coffee, and I'm going to do my work. I'm going to work on my ebook, which is coming out soon, by the way. I'm going to respond to emails. I'm going to edit this podcast or upload this podcast, and I'm going to read and write and be productive, and then I'm gonna leave, and then I'm gonna go thrifting because I haven't been thrifting in a while, and then I'm gonna come home, and that's my morning. So I'm so excited, cannot wait. It's gonna be so productive, and yeah, don't know why I just felt the need to ramble about that and explain all that, because nobody asked, but I'm excited and I wanted to talk about it and plan it verbally. So I think that's it. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you've listened to this episode from start to finish, I love you. You are the best. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.